We're joined now in the studio by Oscar Byrne for another rendition of Good News Mondays. Oscar, how's it going?
I'm good, mate. I always look forward to this, you know that.
Yeah.
Every Monday morning.
A couple of weeks off now.
Has been. Oh, yeah, it was International Women's Day last Monday, which was great. I tuned in. I really enjoyed it.
And rightly so, we had a little bit of a fill-in guest.
We had
Marlene that ordinarily does Wednesdays. I did a bit of a switcheroo, I suppose, because I covered on Wednesday.
Oh, nice. How was that?
Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, it was pretty good, Oscar. what's been happening? How's your week?
Good, man. I went to see Andy Golage on Saturday night,
nice
Orbital
t-shirt.
Radio. Thank you. I'm glad you like it. It was a great show. They played for 3 hours.
Whoa.
A few little guest appearances. Caitlin Harnett was there. It was great.
Yeah.
It was an action-packed show.
Was Caitlin Harnett there with the Pony Boys?
Or? Yeah, the whole band, like the whole crew. It seems like there's such
I
a
think
cool
they share a band, don't they?
Yeah. A van or a band.
Band.
Yeah, maybe they share a van too. It wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me either.
Men and van, yeah. But well, no, it was a great show.
Yep.
And it definitely seems like there's a thriving inner Western scene.
Inner Western.
Inner country and inner Western. Yeah, it was great,
like
man. It was great.
A bit of a like alt country of sorts. You a Wilco fan? Anything like that?
No, but people have recommended Wilco to me. I have to give. Is it a guy or a band?
Wilco, yeah. So it's Jeff Tweedy is like the main guy who does solo stuff as well, which is essentially pretty much the same thing. They're from like Chicago.
Cool.
They've been around for yonks. And I think they're a big deal in the States, but they're not so much over here.
I always see, it's one of those like artists you hear being thrown around all the time. Oh, you got to listen to them.
Yeah, check
them out.
One of those. So they're like a Neutral Milk Hotel, maybe a bit bigger than Neutral Milk Hotel.
Cult classic type band.
Just like kind of the coolest of the cool listen
Only
to
the
it.
Cool kids. Well, it makes sense that you listen to them then.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So anyway, Oscar, you got some good news for us?
Let's hit it.
All right.
Let's get the tune going, man.
Let's do it.
Right, so first up, Jared, we love to hear about people raising money for charity, don't we?
Yep.
It's probably the best thing a person can do.
Yeah.
Especially when it's through athletic challenges. Well, a psychologist based in Broken Hill has set himself a challenge to swim 2 kilometres a day as part of a 100-day challenge for a nationwide fundraiser for mental health support services.
That's pretty good.
I couldn't do 2 kilometres in 100 days.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't, man.
You're not a swimmer.
Not really. I was always that kid, you know, when you do like the swimming test to see which like colour. Did you ever do those where you see what colour you get into?
No.
And there was like, we would do like swimming lessons at school and it would be ranked based off your ability. So if you're a good swimmer, you'd be in the harder class.
Oh my God.
And it was always colours and the cool colour would be like black if you were in the black team. I think I was like yellow, which might have been second from the bottom or something. But you look like a guy who'd rock a budgie smuggler.
Yeah, I was a swimmer in my youth. Yeah.
Nice.
I did enjoy swimming. I was okay. I wasn't the best. I did once go to, so backstroke was my stroke of choice.
That was my least favourite stroke.
I liked backstroke. I thought it was always
good.
It's
just good. So weird. Like,
yeah. Anyway. So I made it to like, I think it was like the level before state.
What? Right.
Backstroke, okay, Catholic as well. Right?
Yeah.
So it's a smaller, no pun intended, it's a smaller pool of, But I get there and I'm standing in the line like beforehand. It's just like 100 metres backstroke or whatever it might have been.
Yeah, hearts pumping.
Under 12 or something like that. I might have been in year 6. And standing in the line and people are asking me questions. It's kind of like, oh yeah, so what's your deal and this and the other and what's your PB? And I was like, I don't know. Like, what are you talking about?
At 12?
Yeah, and these guys were like proper swimmers, you know. And I might as well have just been in there in boardies. Just thinking,
so
like,
how did you rank? Like, how did you do?
I got belted. Absolutely belted.
Far out.
Yeah, man.
I wonder what they're doing now. It's probably backstroking as we speak.
Yeah, exactly right. Just putting in those miles.
But yeah, no, good stuff there.
Yep.
That was... Well, what is his name? Don't have his name. Let everyone down.
Swimmy McGee, don't worry.
Swimmy McGee. Let's rock
the
with
fish.
That one. The fish man. Next up, agriculture shows are back in Victoria. Come on, that's good stuff.
And it couldn't be soon enough.
I agree, man. Giant pumpkin shows. Sideshow alleys. The Country Women's Association.
Scones all round.
Scones
baby.
All round. Get the scone up, yeah.
Jammy Dodgers all round.
It's gonna be great, man.
What are
I
those
remember,
pink things called? The
Pink ladies? No, that's not
no,
right.
You know
that's
the ones that jam in the middle of the coconut? What are they called?
So like a classic Aussie delicacy.
Delicacy.
I didn't say that. I probably did.
No, you did.
Did I?
Oh, man. What are they called?
We'll find out later. We'll get a call in. Some old lady will call in and let us know.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And like, it's almost been a full year since obviously the Easter show will be running this year as well, the Royal Agricultural Show, which was cancelled this time last year as COVID was setting in. So it's great that, fingers crossed, we'll still be able to do that.
Yeah, millions of children around the country.
Cheering.
Couldn't get their birdie beetle.
No, man.
The show bag.
The best.
Yeah.
But good stuff there. Kids, break your piggy bank. So maybe I'll nag your parents to bring the credit card out. Good times. Last up, we have something a little bit more serious, but still good nonetheless. The Palliser government will review the Queensland and national curriculum to ensure that sexual consent and reporting is adequately being addressed in the education department. So that would be through state school sectors and communities, basically to ensure the education is adequate.
Yeah.
And respect is just instilled into children at such a pivotal age.
Good.
At that it's perfect.
No brainer.
It's more important than anything else right now, especially with International Women's Day last week and the March for Charge today. It's perfect timing. And you know what? It put a smile on my dial.
As it should have as well.
It should, definitely, yeah. But that's all we've got. I enjoyed that good news segment.
Fantastic.
Action-packed.
It was action-packed. You know what I mean? I'm stoked about the return of the agricultural show or whatever it was in
Yeah, Victoria. Definitely.
It's always a good time.
What's your go-to? You're a beetle birdie.
Who isn't birdie a birdie beetle guy when it comes to show bags? If it comes to like, I guess a spread, like a sweet spread or something like that, I'm big on a carrot cake.
I hate carrot cake.
What?
Jared, we've got no chemistry, which is never going to work between us.
I think carrot cake is criminally underrated in today's youth, such as yourself. You're an example of that. And I think, you know, we're going for it. Carrot cake, the official cake of the Monday Daily here at 2SCR.
No.
Yep.
Man, I might be swapping ships. I've heard the Thursday Drive, they're more of a mud cake show. And you know what? So am I. This might be the last good news. Who knows?
All right, this is Family Jordan with Sally. Thanks so much for joining the show, Oscar.
Talk to you soon. Thanks.